In terms of trends that we've seen in the last year, just a couple of minutes here, when we talk about value-based care, I know we use that term a lot, and for those of you who may not be in that area as much, it's really value-based purchasing that takes into consideration access, price, quality, and efficiency. And the important part of it is really that it's around an agreed-upon data set or measure set where providers and systems come together to try to really take care of the individual patients. So that's really, when we talk about value-based care, kind of what we're referring to. The trends that we're seeing, I mentioned the hold around the CJR, comprehensive or mandatory bundled program. We have seen this. It was interesting. It kind of took us with an Ascension off guard. I don't know, Sherry and Rob, you all felt the same way, but the BPCI advanced program that was announced in January of this year and will be effective October of this year. It's a really short implementation timeline. What you see, it's a voluntary bundles program, really around 32 clinical episodes of care. So that's an interesting thing to watch. And again, really shows the current administration's support of value-based care efforts. The other thing that's extremely important is the trend that we continue to see around consumerism. And, you know, this area is one of the last areas really where the individual is not in total control of the pricing of the particular product. My personal opinion, I think we're going to continue to see that change quite substantially, and the need for pricing transparency and the demand for customer service and also the demand for customer-focused experience. Secretary Azar also mentioned that in his March 5th speech as well. So I think that we'll be talking about consumerism when we're here at this time next year.